Wagwan's speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast.
Yay!
Hello, let me hello Taki Kusau could introduce. So welcome to this episode. If you are just bumping into this podcast for the first time, my name is Awiti, the host of this podcast, and I'm super excited for this episode today. This is episode 56.
56.
In it,
man.
No, I have next to me superstar extraordinaire. Superstar extraordinaire, TK Chukra. Lion.
But TK Lion, I'm doing fine.
Well, in fact, let's take quick introduction. You don't need introduction. You don't need introduction because you've been in this podcast before, Sinda.
Yeah.
I think almost a year. No, I think the last time you're on this podcast was like February last year. We meet 1 year later.
Nani, I'm saying wow.
Mama Zashule. Umekwa citizen, official taxpayer. How official. Is it by the way?
Finishing ni ku transit to something new too. So na learn to every day, whatever comes our way, we push on with it.
Shanza kutuma ma certificate. Wale ma uncle alikwambia ukimaliza shule bwana nitafute. Umetafuta kweli?
Eh, manze sai unatumia connection yote nyuko nayo, by the way.
True.
Na pia kutuma email, unatumia the word of. Nimesikia kuna hapa
connection. Nimetumwa na mtu, nimetumwa na
huko. Exactly.
Welcome to the world.
Thank you so much.
So it's nice seeing you. Uh-huh. And manze sijata tuanze wapi, because we it's been a year and of course you've done a lot of things. You've achieved a lot of things. If you've not listened, by the way, before I start, this is TK Lion.
TK.
Did you introduce yourself? Doesn't need an introduction.
My name is TK Lion. I'm a creative entrepreneur, I'm a rapper, I'm a dancer, a songwriter. And I'm a procurement officer.
Certified
procurement officer. Mwenye anangoja certificate. Na pia Tusker Next Winner 2022.
Tusker Next Winner. Yeah. Nice. So, super excited to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, manze.
Wait, I mean, the last time we met, of course, you are Tusker Next Winner. Now, you are living up to, like, so it's the aftermath.
Afterward.
How is it by the, after 1 year later, since we last spoke, how has the journey been?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the pressure to always maintain that? Do you claim sana like kuna sana wanga like eh unile tasks taska
next time winner.
How is he doing? Like do you feel the pressure? Like how has it been since we last talked?
The pressure is there. Due expectations, people don't expect to live up to the title and you have it, and also you find that your pressures circulate, get into my head. Once you let pressure get into your head, it affects the creative side of someone. So I've been doing projects. Nimefanya an album.
Nilikuwa
nasema inaitwa Caesar. Nika release a collaboration with Furthermore.
Hey, tuliona. Kazi Ngome safi. Tamu. Kazi
video.
Safi. Video ni safi. Kazi yako ni safi. Man's a good job. You like inspire a lot of artists. Me, when I always post your videos, people asking me, my friends, Niki post on my status, asking me, "Uni msani mgani?
TK Lion.
Uni msani mgani?" Like, hey, that is so dope. Like even your latest jam, you guys, umesikia ngoma yake latest.
Deep drip.
So like, me napendanga mse, like you're consistent.
Thank you.
Consistent. You show up and like you really motivate other people.
Thank you so much.
So, how like sahi unaweza sema sahi unafanya music full time?
Naifanya
artist like so that we msanii full time.
Yeah, same ni msanii full time juu sijaanza 9 to 5.
Janza. Unaweza unaweza tamani kurudi 9 to 5?
Do. Wizi kata, wizi mind.
Uta balance kwa sure.
Definitely if yenye nikipata unajua wezi choose, unajua hivyo. Like beggars cannot be choosers. It depend tu na the workflow and the music, like both of them gani ndio inaingiza much income. But if I balanced music and education at the same time, siwezi kosa mind, siwezi kuwa busy all throughout the week.
Music.
You can be doing something, you can be sacrificing a day or two na jinyima usingizi and the weekend strictly for music.
So like ukipata job ya 95 procurement ofisa
unaingia hapo.
Napiga suti.
Anapiga yango hapo. Napiga hapo.
Weekend uko show.
Kabisa, napiga miaka tatu zangu fresh hapo manze, and then I come back to music.
Oh, that's nice. So, has your life changed since you last spoke?
Mm.
By the way, you guys, if you haven't listened to that episode, it like it's I think a year ago since we dropped that episode of TK Lion. So you guys, nice to see you. And if you listen to that episode, I was telling you, hope to see you again. But thank you for coming, manze.
Maseno creatives product. Kuna morali drop Maseno album feeling society. Stations manze
kali nimechapa 20,000
plus streams man mora congratulations
hey, shout manze. Out to you mora udema me blow up sana. Like afu I was thinking like hiyo ngoma alitoa kitambo like almost you 10 months ago na sasa imeblow up
you guys mbie.
Keep showing up, man. You don't know when you'll blow up. So, yeah, shout out to you, Morabi. I need to have her on this podcast. I asked her. I hope she comes. Morabi, you need to come to Unspoken.
I just mean that. Reach out to her.
Hey, so too, but they'll reach out with link now.
Lazima.
So, hey, that is so nice. So, umesema, like, has your life really actually changed?
Life has changed because nilikuwa doing music under rules like ya kusoma. At the same time, ya doing music. Lakini so saying mejipata life ime change you. Sina that thing yenye inani overlook ama inani shikilia back. Right now I'm just free. I just create music. Atakaona nataka to create music Turkana full time for a week. Ndakuja manze we do our thing and we do some good stuff say. And life has changed you. Right now I'm viewing music like a professional artist.
Yeah.
Not like just any other school drop artist kitu kaa hiyo. Yeah.
And since you're a consistent artist, like Klasa, like I think every month of like tuna expecting ngoma mpya from
link
TK
to,
video link to my link, link. Hey, my link. So hey, like unakuwa consistent bang after banger. So like do you always like feel the pressure to top what you've done? Like ile last hit. Sasa
ndafanya nini
next? Are you like worried like my next song will it be a banger? Will people like will it get a nice reception? Like how do you top that?
I'm not worried vile. I'm just doing music. You nikeka hiyo ori venye nimesema kwa kichwa and then I'll be fucked up kabisa.
So how una handle it like you just show up and andika tu mangoma?
Eh, najikritic tu mimi mwenyewe.
Jimmy, I'm like always worried to top up like do ai mimi nakwanga like my last episode how is it going to do
sindio
kama last year maybe nili achieve tu mingi kwa hii podcast kama niliwin award nilikuwa top 10 kwa
Spotify very congrats lot kupata ni impossible baby subscribe to Unspoken
so like this year I'm like stressed way how am I going to top up what I achieved last year am I entitled chini ama entitled like so stressed so how do you do it me I don't know like nakwanga I was so stressed
the secret is how having a lot of there's a certain saying in asemanga quality is quantity if you have
quality over quantity
ara si quality over quantity like quality is quantity. So imagine if you have a large quantity sindio ukimagine umeishi kuendesha gari let's say you're a driver umeishi kuendesha gari from Nairobi to Kisumu according to those number of trips going to apply for a job ya kuendesha gari is experience that quantity of time you've been spending in a letter the quality. So adika ulifanya episode flani episode ingine since episode 1 to right now episode 56 you can't compare them because right now at least you are so confident, so versatile, so with the flow. Like mina semanga if I have a lot of songs those songs is that causing an mold to the next song like zita ni mold and ifike the best potential from the previous. Kaa kuna kitu sikusema kwa hii, nasema lazima ntasema kwa hii. And if there's anything neza address yenye mneza relate, na go for it tu kabisa. Kasa isi kumekonga na femicide, kumekonga na some issues going on, is a Airbnb.
Yeah.
So if neza anga level, then nichukue that reality, then I keep it in a heat. And he stick to the thing. Ni hivyo tu, ni kujipanga.
That's nice. Let's talk about music.
Music!
Let's talk about music. Your latest jamba na Deep Drip. Eh, ngoma kali.
Shukran sana.
But then unafikiria, like, what is your artistic, like, where do you get your inspo from? So, what is the meaning of Deep Drip?
Deep Drip, the meaning behind Deep Drip is, like, I'm deep. Nafanya kitu na niko deep ndani, it, nona. If it's katiaring dem kwa sherehe, if it's deep, vibing, niko deep nimejituma. And the drip is there to give me the confidence. Okay. So it's just deep, drip. So if I've dripped well, and naingia deep tu manze. Deep, drip, na pia nikivibe hivi. Siya kiimba.
Nice.
Yeah.
So your deep drip, is it like, let's talk about Abanton.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Abanton? So by the way, see, kuna Abanton mengia since should I say Gengeton is dead? I'm not sure if I should say that, but Abanton kama imereplace
Gengeton. Imereplace Geng. You know, clearly. Lakini yo didn't produce even before Abanton came. No. So what this is doing is I describe ka Abanton or I had the idea. But the someone idea. Can see Mton is a semani Abanton, but me no na ni music ni sana za jam nayo anywhere. Hadi harusi imaji.
Yeah, just come I had posted it na mse fulani, I think alikuwa US, my friend. Which artist is this? Like this Ingoman is dope. Like it was so dope.
I love Nilea Church Heath and Jin, 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 Jin. Your design.
Just as an Abanton by then a sample like beats. Mm-hmm. Za Kitambo, do you think about that?
I love the idea because in a tweka, it can be our sound right now.
It's on Carlos.
Abanton ineza kwa sound. Yo tunatumona artists kadha. For example, Mandy, YBW Smith. Those guys wame come through. Na ina create employment opportunities na ina pay our
saying. And ni wasani tu like young artists.
I love that.
And they're doing like, wanatoa ma hits.
Na mean ko ready ku do it na ku support any art ya Abanton juu. Mbona tunyamaze? Na kitu inabamba watu.
That's nice. So away from music. Of course, segment kama kawaida. So what is segment yetu? Five under five. 5 questions under 5 seconds. Let's go.
It's getting hot in here.
If you could revive, this question I'll be asking all artists that I'll be hosting here. Mm-hmm. If you could revive any musician's career from the past,
mm-hmm.
hold it be
any musicians,
mm. musician the... rapper,
huh.
If you could revive their career. So there are those artists that they were singing Kitambo and mm-hmm. they're now at Waski, mm-hmm. like they're nowhere to be seen. So if you could revive anyone's career, any musician's career, any rapper, any musician,
mm-hmm.
hold your revive
everyone will mwenye nataka kusema hata sijiko na mjua, but anaimba kwa group flani ni to Mob Deep ya US. Walimbanga ngoma flani ni to shook once, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook, scared to look, scared to, anaitwa Mob Deep. For the lovers of hip hop, anaitwa Prodigy, alikuwa kwa group ya Mob Deep. This guy was fluent, rest in peace Prodigy manze.
He died. Oh, sure.
Alikuwa nga like yeye ndo alinipea that kind of flow yenye na feel. Yeah. Like,
whether you're a hardcore rapper, unaandikanga mangoma zako aje? Like kama usiku, are you a night or a day person? Unaandikanga ma lyrics, inspo, do you get inspo during the day or at night? Because me, I think my creative juices are active at night.
Me no feel anytime by the day. Mm. Anytime I decide to tukimaliza pod hivi, nizaanza kuandika ngoma tu ndio mbio. Juu me you feel like a long time, see, I've come from a religious household. Now I used to use the littlest time I have to create music hapo nje. So nilikuanga like anytime usiku, mchana, naingia booth ama naandika kwa kitabu. Nilikuanga na kitabu fulani. Anytime alafu kitu ilinifanya ni kuwe hivyo ki hard ki gang. Si ati ama I'm a gangster rapper, but tuna feel lyrics na flow ni hard hivi. Like that fuel energy naambia wasai, was niko naambia wazae manzi, mimi napenda hii na wanajaribu kunitoa kwa hii.
Mm.
So nika hiyo fuel ya energy yote kwa lyrics.
Mm.
That's why.
Juu, sasa your dad, I remember the last time you spoke, you told me your dad was a bishop.
He's a bishop. Bishop Mangiti.
Na ngoma zako nikiona video jamani kijana.
Ni kazi tu.
Does do your parents watch your videos? Watch your content, watch your videos?
I don't know if they watch them, but they do.
They obviously do.
Obviously, chini ya maji juu
tutataka kujua. Nilikuona hapo na msichana fulani. Do they comment? Do they like wana kuanga na?
They really tell me to keep going, and they tell me to keep pushing like hard. Najua this guy is not the limit.
Mm.
Such thing, yeah.
Because I always feel me. I think I've been realizing that as an artist, as a creative,
mm-hmm.
I always crave. I don't know if it's me or all creative or all artists. I always crave for that parent's support.
Mm-hmm.
I remember me even I had to send my dad my podcast and tell him, Daddy, skia hii podcast. As much as kuna vitu nasemanga kwa podcast yenye sitaki ajue, but I'm like, bro,
where is Kiza?
No, so nowadays my dad listens to the podcast, or no matter what I say, like, hey, bro, nice, where is Kiza hii podcast?
Shout out,
quite. Because we need support.
Sana.
Kuna yo support you get from the parents, that is so nice.
kwanza I wish tungekuwa na system ya like ya kusupport an upcoming artist for certain time alafu ikuache nacha to the world kuliko tu
navigate this artistic world alone.
Umeamka tu asubuhi umekuwa msanii, kumbe unahitaji hii, unahitaji hii, unahitaji ile. Hey, the process manje.
Hi, another question. Iki tunakonga five questions or 5 seconds like that, balzagi 5 seconds. Hi, another question. What gives you the most fulfillment in your life?
What gives me the most fulfillment in my life? Knowing that I've achieved something. Knowing that I've achieved something from my own. That means like nezaji tegemea na kwa self-sufficient in any environment I go to. Me coming here today, us doing this podcast, me getting in the studio, doing a song with someone, na imbambe, hapo na janga inye ni meachieve, ama nikifanya ngoma kwa studio alafu nye niyosewa mitingisha vichwa tu, I know, na feelingi, kuna kale ka redemption flani na feelingi poa.
Wito shi sike ngoma kwa club, shi wacheza kwa club.
Yeah, redlika hapo,
maseno,
wanze. Na feelingi, una feel poa. Sasa nina di, msezi joni, wewe hadi umwambie ni mimi bethendo, nimembo yungo mana stuka. Hey, kumbe ni msani. Your design too, lakini you just have to keep going. Your feeling ni tamu. Ngoma kicheze kwa TV, kwa club, kwa gari. Kwanza kuna msali nitumia video tu random. Alikuwa ngoko Coast Kwale. Alikuwa kwa mat. Na inacheza champagne na Nadia Mukami. Yeah, akanitumia video
ni kabambika. Ngoma ni Nadia Mukami. Shit.
Yeah.
Dope. Nice. So which one vice, what's one vice you wish you could give up? Maybe if it's a behavior you have that you wish, I mean, tabia nikiacha I'll be good, like some a behavior you have, some advice, something, a habit like that you have that you wish just give it up.
Procrastination. Na believe you inakuangaya so many people inaleta over time is an artist. Procrastination inaleta mental block. Like you want to
true.
You want to write something it. Ushai feel kuandika kitu like unaambia si naweza fanya time nyingine, kumbe hiyo time nyingine hata utakuwa na like the juice, creative juice ya kufanya. Imagine usiku unataka kunini alafu na lala, unataka kufanya asubuhi na lala nini, like kuna push
tanza kesho. True.
Kuliko ungefanya that point, maybe in a certain point mbeleni ingekuja kukusaidia sana. So procrastination.
Okay,
yeah,
that's nice. I don't know, I'm trying to think about myself, what habit, what vice should I think I can give up on? I don't even, that's just genuine.
Vice?
Can you mean me, I think I should give up on?
We all have vices.
I think I should give up on, sijui itabia, trusting people quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, okay, me, I trust people quickly. Like, if I meet you, like, I think I'm empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm always, like, putting myself in people's shoes.
But do you know you're the strongest?
Yeah. If you're empathetic.
Empathetic people are the strongest people on earth.
True, by the way. I'm very sure.
Because you're not in that shoes, but like, umekarumia even for someone else. Do you know that?
Oh.
You people are the strongest people on
earth. So, realize, like, I should, because I trust people quickly, and I'm rumiang, and then at times they end up taking advantage of
me. Yeah. And they hate those people.
Since you're a musician, what song can you listen to on repeat? Maybe a current song. What song can you listen to?
Even mine.
Acha kani zako.
What? Mnati. Kuna song inaitwa Mnati. Nili drop kwa album inaitwa Caesar.
Yeah.
Mnati ya Katinga. It starts like a Marvelish. Apo YouTube. Yeah. It's a visualizer.
Yeah.
That song I can listen.
But what is the meaning of visualizer? No, nanga YouTube artist something visualizer. What does it mean?
Visualizer ni, it's not a video, but it has visuals. Zenye,
kama lyrics.
Lyrics. Ineza kuwa na animation. Ineza kuwa na a looped video. Nye najirudia on looped. Yani inaleta the visual but you hear the song. Then the music video is where when you mesema kuna wasichana everywhere, kuna maji, kuna ngoma, unaona msanii amedunga. Na nilidunga bana, nilidunga. Elupo na ni drip
safi. Hey, you guys, you need to check out that video.
Manzi,
I'll leave the links on the video down below. Mimi, what song can you listen to? I think I'm always, when song ikinibamba ndaisikiza hadi sign board sana
sikize tena
ikinibamba kama saa hii song. I'm currently obsessed with American Love. Niko na na trend TikTok. American Love udem flani
udem mamba American Love this girl
American Love nikidem flani and she's from Nigeria and it was G King Mad. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name right.
I've heard that lady
inatend sayo on TikTok hata
manzee, she's lucky.
Imagine ati udem ako 17 years old.
Na mimi wengine Tyler ako 22.
Manzi na mshawina Grammy.
Mimi nakwambia
you guys
Kenya, you know, Tyler, Kenya we are sleeping manzi. We are sleeping.
But then you need to talk about so that much. Like Tyler like some moja memtoa nje.
Hivyo tu.
But why is life so unfair?
Sometimes though manzi.
Some of us you have to do a lot of things. You have to go through a lot of things. You have, it takes years for you to get recognized and like Tyler
mm-hmm.
as she's just song more than just one single song she has won a Grammy.
But me no na we should not be productive for environment. We should make our environment a product of us. Kiangalia environment, musical environment ya Tyler, music environment ya yo demo American Dream, like kwa kuna sound, like music standards, regulations,
and then they invest.
Exactly.
They invest in music. Kwanza Nigeria invests in their music, in entertainment.
Juu unajua kwa wanajua, tukiinvest, kutakuwa na profits back. Lakini saa hapa kwetu ni, it's a form of environment, tunainvest. Yenu inainvest ki 50-50, kisema, hey man, ikikuja, ni saa isipokuja, ni saa mtano na, hey, si ninge buy tu pesa mandege, ama ninge buy kladi flani ni mwona hapo mako. But secret ni ku invest na ku having a plan. Yani
you can like invest. That girl is like 17. I was talking her like she's like 17 years old.
Na down stage big.
She's performing big stage. And she had an ID. She's like not even 18, bro. Like it's crazy.
Mimi nakwambia tu charity to fly out because of music. That's a major achievement kwangu. Ku fly out hata siku receive Grammy, mimi ni nasema can I host if I can host a big event maybe in Kisumu and it's raining and people come. Hata upange line kwa mvua. Do you remember the only thing I can say right now in Kenya, like in, for example, the preaching side, yeah, the ministry. This pastor named Pastor Ezekiel. Ali host a crusade in our hometown, Kitengela. Watu walijaa na kulikuwa kunanyesha. Kuko ndani kwa kichaka penye kuna magari and people, cars, everything. So imagine, you say, hata itaji kukwambia is the greatest preacher around or anything, like, action just speaks for itself.
You know, when it comes to pastors wanajazanga the biggest stage and kushinda hata artists.
Weniambie. Lakini, kama kuna artist, tuneza eka show hivyo na watu kujeka wananyeshea. You don't need a Grammy.
There's a time Prince Inda alikuwa Kisumu mambula, alijaza pe
stadium. Alijaza stadium.
Alijaza stadium.
Niambie mtu kainda, Samido. Man, ni luck tu.
Auto kuna bethe a lot of like what fans
alafu their local dialect like in a play a very very big yeah. role no na
kwanza
like,
unasema fluent usamido wanakuanga na mashow majuu yeah hata anaanga yeah. Shows Kenya
majuu tu alafu indana nani huyu msiani itoaje u mama nasikia kelele kwa jirani
Kilomax
these people no mbona wanaleta ile future generation ya local dialect nona mix na kizungu na kiswahili
wanaeka urban kiasi on the
we niambie
and their hits
like industry to kenge kwa hivyo best hivyo tungekuwa mbali sana sure. Sana hiyo support inakuwa crazy
that's nice
sana
another question current tv character obsession
in Kenya
that's
my
quick
current TV character
maybe a movie you watched and you're like says that character
I've watched a movie called The Boys Billy Kimber Butcher Billy Butcher yeah I like his character like he's like a kind of a big bro who bulls around but he loves you and he can't tell you. Na pia napenda kuita watu cunt. Yeah. Look at this cunt. Hadi anaambia mtoto don't be a cunt. Mwanze his character is top notch.
Me think this British gangster itwaje.
Peaky Blinders. I'm a top boy. Top boy can let me guess. Sully.
Who?
Sully.
No.
Who?
Who mwingine?
Nani Duchenne? Ah! Anajua mbona anapenda Duchenne. Kuliko Sally.
Mimi siji mbona Duchenne ni bomba.
Sally ni mnoma.
Sally lakini pia ni mnoma.
Sally ni mnoma. Mimi kwangu tu Sally ni mnoma. Eh, juu design yake like you stick na word yake. You people can change but I can't. Na pia ni Cillian Murphy, the one who acted
Oppenheimer
and Peaky Blinders. That character, like his facial expressions just...
Cillian Murphy.
President? Mr. President, Rosenfeld, like, these people worked so much. May not forgetting Iron Man.
Iron Man?
The one who worked at Iron Man. Tony Stark, who his real name is Robert. Yeah, Tony Stark, his character is best.
Speaking of theater and the actors, we lost an actor in Kenya.
Yeah, the one who was in Makutano Junction. Oda. So much.
Yo, man. I was watching that dude from when I was young in Makutano Junction. And they rest in peace.
Manga spell it. Spelling bees. Zileza, you have 20 seconds. Man, rest in peace.
Man, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Cool.
I wanted to talk about what's going on with that story, but I'm like, am I sure? Miss Kate story when you panic about what the fiance Shiromiriuki. Shiromiriuki.
Ola.
So ni mkikui?
Mi ni mluya.
Oh, kwa dhani mkikui. Juu kuna story ya, sasa si Charles Ouda, the actor who has died.
Mm-hmm.
So alikuwa na fiance.
Shelling Muriuki.
Shiro Muriuki. She's a big, like she's a TV personality. She used to work at BBC.
Mm-hmm.
So, sasa people are, there's something may come up, like she has read, Is it red ties?
Miskia story are red ties. Nilikuwa nimeona kwa a certain tweet ya Americans.
Kwanza hata it's still trending now.
They said like, you marrying a woman or sleeping with a woman who has red ties causes like bad luck.
Mm.
It can cause, you can get thugged, you can get beaten up. Like it's
life yako inaenda tu.
Iko associated na
so
some
duck. I was even doing my research. I didn't know because Shiro Muriuki, 6 years ago she lost also another. Sijui kwa boyfriend, a fiance.
So Shiro Muriuki has red ties.
That's what people are saying.
And do you know nilikuwa naangalia kwa tweets ikasema like in Kikuyu when someone's dead you should not have sex.
Sex, and so that's what
the impact of sex, people if, having sex mtaza a red tie.
A red tie.
A red tie.
Any man who goes under you become miserable.
So that's sijui utakuwa tunaangalia ties before.
So that's a thing. My heart goes out to Shiro Muriuki because she's a TV personality that I really admire since her days in BBC.
Men.
The trend, you guys, that's so sad. I hope she gets better. My heart goes out to her, manze.
Something associated with the mental health up of her Sunday to play role. I hope
she gets better because, poor talking. I think this is the last question. The last, I don't know, I come as Mifika 5. The last 5 under 5.
Mm-hmm.
What is something you notice about someone when you first meet them? The first thing you notice about someone?
Your character and energy.
Do you notice character before even someone talks to you?
Before someone speaks.
The first thing, my videographer has just stepped in on the studio. What have you noticed? Like, what is just something you notice about someone?
Energy. Mm. If kuna venye unaweza ni salimia hivi, alafu you brush off very fast, kuna mwenye anaweza kugotea kama smile. Kuna mwenye anaweza kugotea energy never lies. Everything else can lie, the words, the perception and everything, but your energy towards me. Kuna venye anaweza kugotea tu kani mesmile manzi useme nyewe msini mse energy yake iko juu, na kuna mwenye anaweza ku brush off tu akugotea tu ama kuna dia naishia sapo. Unaweza jua this one is a uko na energy mingi, uko na energy kiasi, na maybe low vibrational energy kwake. And you know, even energy can affect you.
Of course.
Mseki kuja.
Mdua kuja na bad vibes.
Nyote. Vibes tu. Unashanga tu yue kazi yake tu niko create bad vibes.
Complaining about bad vibes. But energy inakunga transmitted.
Yeah. Ata spongea tu your energy towards someone can show.
I think the first thing I notice about someone is your shoes. When I look at you, brah.
Ah!
Your shoes. That's it. I think that's the first. Before I even look at your character, before I even talk.
So, unapenda shoes. Kofi jana. Shoes.
Not even Kofijan, like
anyone.
Like the first, when you're, for example, you're walking towards me.
Mm-hmm.
I think my eyes just land on your feet first.
Now, if Jesus said we leave worldly possessions now to get back, what ones they call viatu?
Simiguzako sasa. Mtangala miguzako.
Mshaskia gentleman uko inje. Upgrade on your shoe game pale. Majewa.
What's the last song you downloaded or danced to?
The last song I downloaded ni it's an old school beat. Now the last song I danced to ni Deep Drip, my song.
Hmm. I used to be a dancer, by the way. Hey, squeezy. Mashanga mbona says dance TikTok. Leo unanifunza hiyo move.
Haina ile.
Hiyo challenge tuifanye.
Manze, you guys mpige hiyo challenge kwa nje.
Yeah, by the way. DC, sinda?
DC. Yeah. DC kwa hapo page yangu ya TikTok at Tikela.
So, aya, if you... If you're to leave Kenya, which country would you move to?
Kenya.
Better. Do we come in Tingapi ata?
Kusa, but you me wanna.
You know, chukunga on 30 minutes TV.
Ni better.
Ah, as in tech. Kunele nyina kunga una recorded 30.
Yeah, ina stop India. 30, ata chilwe kwa 30 katoka
kwanza. Oh, chop kwa 30.
Iko sawa lakini.
Napadi malizie. Maswali na hizo 1 million but acha niongele what next.
Inile. Which country will I go to? Mi bora nimetoka Kenya.
Nimetoka kwa Kenya. Huko msani huko maji.
Eh, bora tu nimetoka Kenya juu.
The goal is to leave Kenya.
Kenya itself, living in Kenya itself is a maze. Hey. But country naweza tuma ni kuenda ni US. America ama Germany. Germany has the best music.
Mm.
Music, like music classes, music history, music ingenuity.
Tuanze. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Mimi country. If you are to leave Kenya, which country would you move to?
See, to the land of opportunities.
Which country is that?
United States.
US.
Yeah.
The country of dreams. What are US? For sure, they're not swallow. Enjoy US. There are a lot of rappers.
See, the now, even I'll not be looking at them. They'll, people back home will be looking at me. There. Oh, go US. Then the US. Like, any stuff assimilated in the US.
Mm.
I'll be rapping. I'll be a Kenyan not rapper. In America. Mm. Now, this is the first Kenyan rapper in America. Maybe the second or the third rapper in America. And he's nominated. He's doing a show at Kansas, Texas. He's doing a show at New York. Amejaza Madison Park. A Kenyan rap, not a US. So kutoka na hiyo vibe flani unique I'm bringing your design to.
Because nowadays nalanga like uko maju, they a lot of shows. There are a lot of shows from Kenyans on organized shows.
Shows maju, zina sell out manze baa sana. Mimi nakwambia wewe.
Sell out.
Like reason ya kwenda huko ni their music system regulations act is come on.
The goal is to leave Kenya.
Goal is to leave Kenya but not leave. But always come back home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home. Hey, home to the best manzi.
Huko mimi like I've always wanted maybe to move to another country but I'm also scared. Racism.
Especially in a place where you've not been familiar to.
Afu you're lonely.
Kama US unaenda, already umejeke in mind kuna something in it or racism. Ukioka, usikwe, guy, nimestuka. Usistuke, you just calm yourself up. Learn your environment first, then you'll move on. Kwanza ukawe ni Mwafrika. Like they normally see blacks on ananga Afrika, they work extra hard. Juu wanajua penya umetoka.
I don't know if it's true, but nasikenga uko kenda uko maju, for example, US. So the blacks that you meet there, they're the people even wakona racism.
Wakona racism.
I understand wakona racism against their own people.
See, Jew, like, it's everywhere. It's race. Like, I don't like you, you're an African. Nah, you expect, like, you don't like them. Like, how anajua ni kama sisi Africans don't like them Americans. No. Like, racism just because my skin color is black. But we share the same DNA, my friend. We share the same DNA. Oh. We have blood.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go back to your music.
Mm-hmm.
Kidogo, because that's who you are. That's what that's.
You're going to go a politician after Congress.
What's it called?
You represent Republicans.
And racism. So, what's like... After deep report, unataka kukuweka ngoma gani tena? Mbona unakuwa na shed like every month like me of e podcast every Wednesday. I have to upload an episode. This will upload, people will be on my case
as. Vibaya sana kwanza Lions Den na feel. Tume relax vibaya. Like at least we do something something few and everything will be okay. But now I'm planning to release a small EP with some few visualizers coming. and maybe a very big project which will come after this.
Unakonga na shida nasema ti sasa venye sasa sasa bado deep inatesa. Unakonga sema my next jam nataka ku release after 2 months after 1 month.
Immediately after the current project is on nafikiria the next.
Yeah, the next.
Yeah, like deep drip nearly upload 5 days ago. Yeah. Yeah. Since your 5 days I've been thinking what's next and what am I going to do before Feb ishe. We have another one on set. Before March ianze, another one. Before March ishe, before April, happy new year. Your watu anze happy new year. We've done the year. Yeah,
that's nice.
Thank
my, since you're a rapper, a musician,
Ulan,
is there a musician, let's say rappers, a channel music, as taki kwa to generalize it a lot, so you're a rapper. If there's a rapper if you could tell any rapper in the world that they should stop rapping, like bars zako ziko down bro, quit what you're doing, like ukubaliana na mistari zake, is there anyone who comes to mind?
Any rapper sio tinaanzisha beef though.
Yeah, for sema tu
like
kuna tu, of course, as much as kila msanii anafanya usanii, kuna tu ndio msio kisikia ngoma zake sema eh, I die. Is there any rapper who's much eh, kisikiza tu misari zake sema bro, what were you doing in studio bro?
You feel like Drake is overrated.
Champagne puppy,
you know, nimeingilia
kina mimi fan wa Drake bro.
I'm so sorry to all Drake fans, especially kina Mythical. But Drake is me feel Drake ako, you know, he's a goat, his music is great, but na feeling he still kuna wasi wakali kumshinda. Mzee kama ASAP Rocky.
ASAP.
Ni mkali hadi kumshinda.
Na ni mkali kushinda Drake.
Eh, mu feel to Drake ako overrated.
Na mimi napenda Drake.
Si ati aache ku rap, lakini mu feel to ako overrated ki design. Ni kama tu superstar. Mzee tu ako nika tu ko shule, alafu kuna tu ile studio anapewa tu mazuri. Na kuna studio apewa mazuri and expect you to be all to perform in the same level. Nah. Not going to happen.
I'm trying to think which rapper should I think, they are overrated. Hey, that for Drake me new, let me see.
Si ni kweli. Mi si hata, lakini just my own opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
Mighty na kuona.
Mighty kwanza aliacha kuimba lini? Wewe Mighty, you need to get back to music. Alikuwa ananiambia ati I feel like he's not creative.
Ana come through.
Anarudi. Hey, we love your music Mighty. You need to get back there.
You want some money, nigga?
We love your music.
Sana sana mangi.
Which rapper? Kuna huyu rapper anaitwa aje? Nimesahau jina lake.
Kila.
Nataka nipige hapa. Ndakumbuka ndawashow wase maybe next episode. You guys to come in it long producer. That's 6. Oh, that's all. So, aya. What's your goat verse?
My goat verse.
Greatest of all time.
Kuna verse inaitwa Young. Kuna ngoma inaitwa Young. Iko YouTube, nimefanya na one of my colleagues anaitwa Jay Shuba. We met Talenta Mtani season 5. Your verse ni moto.
Tubu ipige.
Inenda from 110, 125, from Gakite, connect. Call away from TK, pay your dues to collect. Turn me up, na deliver maneno, tamuka date. Quarantine, avoid me, na let a musical effect. Give me head to kwa traffic, long lasting. Dusty South, bado mnafiki, si rafiki. Kesho kuto critic safi, na topping spicy. Na tema luga ki Eskimo maneno, kuslide in icy. Ready for finesse, kama ni mechi na X. Referee kwa ploti, alivuli wana pecs. Leave the rest, niki make opinion on tamada case. Kwa heat track from the Kuban na DSS. Pokeni ma deep fingers, ni coin figures. Economy ku change from gold to silver diggers. Yeah. Watch over your kid, usi trip kwa hii previous. Still you'll believe us, my music ani Caesar. Loyalty first, na zero ego. Black is beauty, aka fine negro. Flying to the top like an ego. I have no time, single G green light commingle. To five nose.
Eish. Yeah. No cap.
No cap.
Kwani ngoma zetu umeandika, you can just remember all the lyrics at any time?
Zingine lazima nipitie background check before niende show.
But yeah, nani got vas. Kwa umekumbuka hivyo?
Definitely, hey, definitely. Got vas.
Aya. Your goat mixtape.
My goat mixtape.
Greatest of all time mixtape.
Mixtape. Design ya mix, ama design ya album.
Album, I guess.
Album. My goat mixtape is Caesar. Caesar. Kuna album yangu inaitwa Caesar.
By the way, what inspired you? What's the meaning of Caesar?
Caesar is like, you remember the great Roman general, Caesar. Yeah, Caesar alikuanga na this desire to conquer kingdoms and conquer territories under the name of Rome. So like album, I named it Caesar Jew. This album is going to conquer a lot of music platforms. Nice. And it'll bring flavor in your ear 24/7, 365.
Oh, I like it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I think my questions are done. Uziko mingi, but why? I was asking by this. When I name Sanim Kuba, to say we can't even categorize it at upcoming. Shapita Uko, Sindo. Shapita. So, how do you handle fame? If you walk somewhere, do people like recognize it? Like, hey, TK! Hey, Jamzako Zain Bamba! Kwanza umetoka Maseno, si people of course Maseno they recognize you.
Hey, Maseno kwanza, I'm famous.
Famous, nani ya
kutu. Ukuinje, let's say, popular, I'm popular. Like you'll find among 5 people, 2 know me. And they don't know me like directly, they'll take time. Excuse ngoma yangu. Excuse ngoma yangu. Wendo limba na Nadia? Wendo limba na Father Mo? Haya, disenkayo. So, but, usiache hiyo fame or popularity get into your head. Me kwanza I'm a good person, like na associating in anyone. Kwanza fun. Niaje poa nini tikilan, yeah, stuff kayo. Una like you show them I'm here to give you good music, good time. Msini bebe kama like a certain god deity natembea kwa streets. See, I'm just a human like you. Nivanye mimi I'm proficient and skilled in music. You're skilled and proficient in podcasting. You're skilled and proficient in something. Mr. Producer is skilled and proficient in handling that. We all need each other in a way. So, ukieka that fame into your head, pride ina kujanga ni inakuweka chini.
True. That's true. By the way, you guys, mkiona natumia simu yangu hivi. Nilipiga picha. Penye nilipiga hizi notes zangu, nilipiga sijui sasa iziko upside down. Tabuzo. Msasa ukiona nashika simu siseme this girl is crazy. No, I'm crazy. Nini nilipiga sijui mbona ziko upside down.
So, niambia nini latest model ya simu kamera inakuja ikiwa
chini. So like I have to do this. But thank you for coming.
Anytime, Charity.
Hey, man, thank you. You always come through. But they respect your art. You know there are some artists who don't respect the art.
Ah, sasa.
Hey. I'm always trying to get on this podcast. Bro, they don't even respect like the art. You need to respect your art as an artist.
You spoonini,
as a creative. Better. Respect your art.
You come comes around. What goes around comes around. You sema kuna day, they'll need you most. And they won't find you.
That one meant Sweden.
They'll need her most and they won't find you, by the way. And whoever does not do that, such a lame person.
Yeah.
So
thank you for coming. Thank you for always coming through.
You're welcome.
Hope to see you again. Sasa unataka kupiga collab na this year is just starting, which maybe shoot a short, but you never know who's gonna watch this.
Scam Cardinali.
Whether you told me about that last time, you're gonna whether utatoa ngoma na ska. Amen. Utatoa ngoma. Kwanza vibe yenu inaingia.
Ngine moja genje mbaya.
Utatoa ngoma na ska.
Ati kama uko na form, mimi utani mess. Hey. Zero, badu.
Like, another person,
OG. Patana na OG Calligraph. Ase onekana. But they,
like they can bring. Ana recruit Calligatel.
I
had, nilikuwa na story zake. Anasema he's working on Calligatel. You can shoot yourself. Kwani Calligatel inakonga rappers. You can feature Calligatel. Just try.
Like,
DM him. But hey, this life is about just shooting your shot.
Shooting your shot.
DM him. Ataskiza ngoma sasa.
This boy. Calligatel manze. Na ni hivyo tu ndo manze. Umejitoa block.
Hivyo ndo umejitoa block manze. Another artist mwingine maybe. Perhaps that you would want to. Hakuna DM yenyewe. Hakuna DM unataka kupiga collab na yeye.
DM. Hey. Hey manze. Manze. Depending on like Kenya venye nimeona like bado baya yeah, bado
rapa kuna rapa demu unatambua ni mkali baza yake ni kali
anatambua Femi
Femi 1 natambua hadi mi Femi 1 sasa inaona siji kuna Femi choose Femi 1 this Femi 1 kuna Mandy
kuna Brandy Mina ule alimba
Mandy ana rap kweli
sin ma romantic rival
anarapenda najua Brandy, but does she rap? Yes,
anaimba. Let's but go.
Brandy is good. Wait, I love her music.
There are vocalists who I can do collaboration with.
Mora.
Mora.
Any day, any time. Mora. Mora.
We have a song, in fact, kwa hiyo album yake inaitwa Ring Ring, Feeling Station. You guys go check
Feeling
it out.
Station. That album is dope. Well, so shout out to Mora.
There's also Lady Tusker Next Winner 2, number 2. First runners up. Zaituni. I'll also love to do a collab with her.
Nice.
Kini rappers hapo, kuna kibarua.
Mimi napendanga Femi. Femi wan kakali. Sasa inaona kuna tebu compare Femi wan, Mandy, Saru.
Femi.
Femi sindo. Femi yako fiti.
Femi yako poa ni wengine wako overrated. Especially mmoja wako overrated na guy.
Saru wako na buzz.
Saru
wako na buzz. Mbona ngoma yake literally ya Femi side. She's talking about Femi side. Saru wako na buzz.
Sikia hiyo though, but I respect all of them. They are goats in their own way.
So what's next? What's the plan for TK Lion, the brand? Simba, mwenyewe in 2024. What should we expect?
I expect...
Mafans. Sisi kama mafans.
Mafans. You guys expect shows. Expect merchandises.
Ooh, okay.
Expect collaborations with other artists. And also mu expect manze... Kujibamba. That's all I can say. Jumimi doli yangu ni wewe. Kama listener, umesikiza ngoma na umejibamba. Once yongo mime kubamba ni imeachieve, imefanya ukaachieve kitu ingine, that's what makes me happy. Yeah. Jumi usema, expectations zikuwe zero, but hope zikuwe the best.
True.
Yeah. Hmm. You expect anything, but you hope for the best always.
Always hope for the best. That's nice. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Mafanzo, ongeana mafanzo. Last remarks.
Ni aje. It's TK. Moving fast kwa charts. Nika niko ndani ya Bentley. Mistari mob kwa kichona. Zui shingi rent free. Cyclonic design achafo kwa kila track. Na LP na kuwa neat. Album solid. Wagwan. TK Lion hapa manze. Mimi ni rapper, songwriter, dancer, creative entrepreneur, procurement officer. Now without forgetting manze ni midrop album. Inaitwa Caesar, nimedrop video recently, inaitwa Deep Drip. Nimefanya collab na Furthermore Tamu, nimefanya collab na Nadia Mkami, Zaituni, Lexi kwa Champe. You guys subscribe at me hapo YouTube TK Lion, on IG at TK_Lion, on X unaweza pata at 254_Lion, Twitter hapo, and also you can find me on Facebook and TikTok at TK Lion. Always support me, Joe. Always support me so much. Na pia msahau kusupport charity on Unspoken Podcast. You are going for manze, it's TK Lion hapa manze. Don't forget, niko na podcast inaitwa Lion's Den 365 Podcast. One day tutafanya collaboration on Unspoken hapa at charity. Thank you for hosting me. And shout out to Lake City Music Studios.
That was TK Lion for you guys. Thank you so much for coming, for showing up. Always.
Anytime.
All the best, manze.
Thank you.
All the best. Nataka kuona uko superstar.
Amen.
All the best. That was episode 56 on Spoken Podcast. You guys, remember to interact with me on my social media platforms. If you have watched this video till here and you haven't subscribed, stop being a hater. Subscribe to subscribe, like, share, comment, interact with us on our social media platforms, Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti, join our Telegram community, Unspoken Podcast community. And next week, 12th February, is Happy Podcast, it's African Podcast Day. So happy African Podcast Day to all podcasters out there. And speak of the week, remember I started a segment here where I'll be shouting out a fan each episode. So it's called Speak of the Week. So the fan, if you're the most active speaker, you're the most active speaker, you share, you like, you comment, I'm gonna be shouting you out every episode. So you guys, if you wanna be mentioned, so today is this week's Speaker of the Week is Alex Kasim. Shout out to Alex. He's a big fan of this podcast. He's always the first person to watch. So shout out to you, Alex. And I have a till number, you guys. Support my channel. I'll leave this till number down here so you can support my channel. And then I want to work with small businesses and organizations. So if you're a small business and you want to work with me, you want to maybe advertise, collaboration, partnership, so you can feel free to DM me. I have my email. Should I give you my email? Yeah. the email unspokenpodcastke@gmail.com. So small businesses, organizations, yeah, remember to reach out to me if you want to work together, collaborate, partner. Yeah, so that's what's up. Shout out to TK for coming. Shout out to Lake City Studios. Yeah, shout out to Lake City Studios for always allowing me to shoot here. Those people were my they were my first collaborators. They're the first people who believed, the first brand, the first
organization. Konza Rashid.
That believed in this podcast. So shout out to Lake City Studios. Remember, you can come here if you're a podcaster and an artist. You want to shoot your music. You want to, there's music production. There's DJ Academy. They shoot for podcasts. So reach out to Lake City Studios. You can find them on social media platforms. And that's it for today. I think I'll see you next. On the next episode, episode 56, we out. Adios,
muchachos.